Hello everybody, welcome to another video. I'm kind of doing this as a retake because, I think I need to. As you can possibly gather, this is a Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020, with some Gamer Tenacity stuff. I've figured out with great trepidation how to at least start a plan, get it up and running. Due to several tests, it looks like the flight following features do not work in TFM, nor do the like waypoint, like plans themselves do not seem to be, like I have a custom plan in here from FSX, or from the Sim Flight Planner, and I got waypoints in here, but there is no, actual, the next waypoint command is just the destination. There are waypoints in between there, so I don't know what's going on, but we are outside. We are at the Flying W Airport in, it's basically Medford. By the way, there should not be this amount of vehicles at this airport. I have not changed the vehicle setting. I don't think this airport is freaking big enough to have all these airport. It's only got one runway. And we hear some crows in the background. It's evening here in Lumberton. And it says it's Lumberton, but I don't think it's actually Lumberton. It's actually in Medford. It's flying there. It's the closest airport I know that's in the sim. And there's got to be other remote airports around here, little airports. This one is privately owned and like for public use. But there's ones that are out there. But yeah, these vehicles, they start, they stop. Unlike the FSX ones that just constantly move around, and these ones are pretty constant. They're kind of trolling around, I guess you could say, keeping it around my plane. And I am at the only one of two ramps, ramp one and ramp two, so that I'm on ramp one, and we're just going to fly using the AI today, simply because of the fact that I know that it's pretty amazing. I want to show it off, because I think it's pretty amazing just for what it does, I want to, maybe I'll try tramp. I'll do a return flight and maybe try tramp, but like I said, the TFM, the things that matter, like waypoint monitoring, all that stuff doesn't quite work as expected. Like I said, there's waypoints in this plan, but it's not showing them as demonstrated.
Next waypoint, KPHL distance.
So we got 19 miles to Philadelphia in this Cub Crafter X Cub. And look at that, we just have, there's almost like one little crow and one to two crows, and that's about it. But it's definitely sounds like, the weather here. There's not, apparently, it's overcast. Let's see, does the OCR still say the visibility?
Flight W, visibility, time, wind, altitude, N14, 74.82
nm. So it's still 74.82 miles, visibility, so it's, I guess there's something to be said about the weather.
6:52 p.m. 10:52 p.m. UTC.
6:52 and
6:55 p.m.
6:55. Well, it's a couple minutes behind. I mean, hey, it's better than
2.00 KTS 2742 FTA MSL, ready to fly.
So I'm going to press enter on ready to fly. And we are in the cockpit, and we have objectives up here. It probably says start to aircraft.
Recognizing results before stop starting and after starting at 0/39. Restricted to angle. Looking over the may be difficult to adjust camera settings. Access section is over. Objectives. Prepare aircraft for taxi. Bullet release parking rate if applied.
I'm gonna try to release the parking brake. Apparently it is control and num decimal, which I think is numpad delete, so I'm gonna just try that and see if TFM will should tell me. No, it's apparently not going to
left control. Left CTRL plus number delete.
Not going to actually do that.
Left control CTRL plus number delete. CTRL plus number 3. CTRL plus number delete. CTRL plus enter.
Yeah, it's not. I'm gonna. I know I have it. I know, like, it might not be a full numpad. I might have to go and just lap it to numpad to period or something.
MDDA plus 1. Input
but, I'm going to show you all what we came for. And that, well, actually, you know what? Let me just hit Control E, see how the engine starts in general.
Battery master active, number 1 starter engaged. Number 1 ignition off. Number 1 starter off. Avionics master active, number 1 generator active.
Okay, that's nice. And TFM said all that stuff. But now I'm gonna do Control Alt X to get this co-pilot started. Now, you know, again, like, I don't know how to turn the freaking parking brake off. You know, I was told that num decimal is right next to, you know, numpad delete. It's in between, but it looks like I have this the insert. Matter of fact, if I turn. But, because I can't. I have MVDA set to,
MVDA.
If I just close MVDA,
MVDA
real quick. I'm not sure why. I'm pretty sure I have the key. Like, and NVDA will not, NVDA will, I tried to control Alt N, it will not come up in the sim. You have to, I tried to go into the desktop, it still wouldn't do it, so I
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1,
went to run, and that worked. But I'm going to hit control Alt X, and it's going to turn off the parking brake.
Parking brake off.
And actually,
recognizing result. Before starting and starting engine, after side, 0/3, 2.99. Co-pilot is currently flying the aircraft. Objectives. Prepare aircraft for taxi. We'll use ATC radio to request taxi. Clearance. Oh. Eat. DHL. Lick off. 124 stop. Side. Microsoft
Flight
Simulator.
That's quite a fast taxi speed.
12 knots. 13 knots. 13 knots.
For this thing, anyway, it is.
13 knots. 11 knots.
1/4 traffic, Cub Crafters Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra taking off runway 1 west departure.
Parking brake off. Fourteen knots. 12 knots.
Notice this thing takes off with zero flaps. You can actually do that in these GA aircraft.
Parking brake on. Parking brake off.
Now we're gonna take off.
23 knots. 35 knots. 48 knots. 59 knots.
59 knots takeoff. That's at least, you know, when I heard it lift off, so. I mean, no, it's not going to read.
288 ASL, COM 1, 120.25. COM 1,
126.47. Okay, switched comms, but didn't actually.
590 feet ASL. 1375 feet per minute. Next waypoint, KVHL distance, 19 nautical miles.
Oh yeah, it's not it. The mileage isn't even going down. Like
1396 feet ASL. 1112 feet per minute. 1472 feet ASL.
You got the
next waypoint, KVHL distance, 18 nautical miles.
Oh, there it is. Oh yeah, it is going down.
Recognizing result, 13L, Z-Pod 1-120-1929-FT-29S-0-3, navigate, bullet follow on screen, waypoints 2, altitude, continue climb the designated cruise, 2,000 feet. Microsoft Flight
Alright, there's the, didn't read 1,000 feet, though. There's the altitude reading.
Feet per minute. 2087 feet ASL. Ten feet per minute. 2089 feet ASL.
Going to like 3,000.
Ten feet per minute.
Wire approach Cub Crafters Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra is type Cub Crafters CC-19 3 miles west of Kilo Victor Alpha Yankee 2,100 feet. Request clearance to transition Bravo airspace.
Cub Crafters Alpha Sierra X-ray Golf Sierra McGuire approach. Squawk 2637.
Squawk 2637 Cub Crafters X-ray Golf Sierra.
Squawk 2637.
Cub Crafters X-ray Golf Sierra radar contact 4 miles west of Kilo Victor Alpha Yankee 2100 feet. Cleared through the Bravo airspace. Maintain on navigation.
Cleared through the Bravo airspace, Cub Crafters X-ray Golf Sierra.
By the way, I know that that particular ATC phraseology will be changing in the next patch because an airliner pilot pointed out that was too verbose, and I kind of agree.
Minus 7 feet per minute, 2090 feet ASL.
Oh yeah, see this is a nice, you know, better flight to showcase this feature. Because the other I might upload the other video, but I basically made a 3 mile flight. Last video, essentially. I didn't realize how short Vincenttown to Lumberton is. A pretty short drive, but like, man, my flight is it's ridiculous.
Recognizing result, 26 for 100, 1 bullet CLCSDS. Eat. Dist. 1900 FT. Time crew 0.47 N. Navigate. Bullet follow on screen altitude. Continue flight setting objectives. 0/3. Objective continue altitude. Bullet follow navigate. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. 59 feet per minute. 2100 feet. Com 1. 135.10.
Philadelphia Tower Cup Crafters Alpha Sierra X-Ray Golf Sierra is 12 miles east with Charlie to land.
Cup Crafters Alpha Sierra X-Ray Golf Sierra Philadelphia Tower. Make straight in runway 27 left. Altimeter 29er decimal 9er 2 wind 283 at 3.
Fly straight in runway 27 left, Cup Crafters X-Ray Golf Sierra.
What's full flaps?
95 knots indicated.
5 knots.
87 knots indicated.
Oh, error. Slowing down like. Need to figure out what the hell the external key is to love to be able to hear the sounds on final.
Pocket flight monitor 01, column 2, pocket flight monitor, primary tabs, pages 0, vertical 0, airspeed. 0, vertical 0.02, Mach 0, altitude. 359, heading. 135.10, com 1. 124.85, com 2, 2637, transponder. 2992, altimeter inches. 1013, altimeter QNH, 110.50, AV 1. 110.50, AV 2, 890.0, ADF. 113, 2926, 100, 300, 0, altitude 0.02, Mach 0, vertical speed, 0, airspeed.
Yeah, I kind of find that hard to believe. 0 airspeed, that's,
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1, Microsoft.
Not correct.
57 knots indicated.
Let me take a look.
Pocket flight monitor, OFS, Grammar 1, column 3, custom flight on TLM.
Tramp to see what its value say.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. Microsoft Flight Simulator, custom flight on TLM, FS, Gram. Custom flight on TLM, FS, Gram, crew. 200, SMAP, 2, ADF, reply, WAN, M1M. Auto flight setting, red, HDT, not checked. Altitude, randomly 0000, all touch, vertical speed, randomly 0000. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1, Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. Instruments off.
Recognizing result.
2260, 2600, 100, bullet lead. 01 ST, org. 1871 FT, pattern every 1.56 NM. 1871 FT.
It's making a.
Pattern every 1 barrel. Pattern every 1.56 NM. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Pattern entry into. 27 left. Even though they did say to come straight in, so I mean that. But, what the heading thing was?
Heading 273. FS Gram row 1 column 2. Microsoft FS Pocket Flight Monitor row 1 column 3. Primary tab 0, vertical speed 0, airspeed. 0, 0, 0, altitude 305, 130, 124, 26, 37, 29, 92, 1013, altimeter 110.50, AV 0, airspeed, primary tab, center airspeed select, pages airspeed collapsed, 0, vertical speed, 0.02, Mach 0, vertical speed, 0, air, 0, 0.0, altitude, 890.0, ADF, 0, airspeed.
No, I don't have headings or anything.
0, vertical speed, 0.02, Mach, 0, 0, airspeed, center airspeed selected, 0, airspeed lock not checked, fly mode plan collapsed, autopilot not checked, each log read only multi-line selected 1170 characters, distance 19, 11 nautical miles. Distance, waypoint, Azov X Cup next. Waypoint, AVHL. Distance, nautical bearing 2 degrees 0. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.1, Recognizing result. 2 SSO. 200 BRZ 026 for NTT. 15 FT. Runway 7.94 NM. 15 FT. Runway 7.94 NM. 29.92. Runway 7.94 NM.
7.9 miles until the runway.
29.0/3. Designated runway. Does follow guidelines and land on. Designated runway. Does follow airport. Prepare to land at destination. Objectives. 9. Object prepare to airport. Does follow guidelines. Designated runway. Does follow guidelines and land on. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. Recognizing result. Kurt, 13B, 124, 5.21 NM, 2637, 5.21 NM. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.55 knots indicated.
Count Crafters X-ray Golf Sierra Radar indicated. To land runway 27 left. Wind 283 at 3. Caution the generic landing runway 27 right. Cleared to land runway 27 left, Cup Crafters X-ray Golf Sierra.
Okay, I have it set on live traffic, so basically the generic is a placeholder for any airline that's, they don't have, that basically don't have speech for, so that could be any aircraft, probably like a jet or something.
Fifty-seven knots indicated. 61 knots ground speed. 60 knots ground speed. 51 knots indicated. -351 feet per minute. 1354 feet ASL.
Yeah, it's not reading altitudes at all.
1330 feet back.
I had to turn it on, but I think that would be on by default in TFM.
1302 feet ASL. Next waypoint, KVHL distance, 3 nautical miles, bear. L17 feet ASL. -397 feet per minute. Recognizing result, 71, 26, 100 feet, 01 ST, ILW, 15 FT, runway 5 point, designated runway, runway 5.26 NM, 15 FT, 5, runway 5.26 NM, Microsoft Flight Simulator, recognizing result, 4, 13, 6 SL, 26 AS, 8, ORS R, ERC, ILW, 15 FT, runway 5.06 NM,
basically Microsoft 5 Flight miles,
-312 feet per minute, 1052 feet ASL,
One thousand feet.
Okay, it's... It's... Since we're climbing so slowly... Or descending so slowly, it's... beating it, but...
58 knots indicated. -449 feet per minute. 862 feet ASL. 852 feet angle. 839 feet ASL. 829 feet angle.
759 feet. Level with our altitude, so.
Fifty-eight knots indicated. 64 knots ground speed.
Pretty much a steady.
57 knots indicated.
No, it's not
57 knots indicated. -430 feet per minute. 546 feet. 538 feet angle. Recognizing result. R79 26 1 feet. Disc RPT 0.34 15 FT.
500.
Designated runway. Runway 3.20 NM. Designated bullet follow guidelines and land on. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yeah, they. This particular GPS only points out the 500 call out, so TFM's gonna help us with the rest.
Minus 154 feet per minute, 441 feet ASL. Minus 210 feet per minute.
400.
Minus 299 feet per minute. Minus 330. Minus 463 feet per minute. 341 feet ASL.
300.
285 feet ASL. 278 feet ASL. 276 feet ASL.
200.
So interesting how, like, this whole flight is pretty, we're pretty much the standard altimeter.
Minus 154 feet per minute. 184 feet ASL. 171 feet ASL. 171 feet ASL. Minus 394 feet per minute.
199
feet ASL.
100. Well, I'm not gonna interrupt, I guess, the flare. I just.
50. 40. 30. 20. 10.
Forty-five knots. 45 knots. Flaps 0. 39 knots.
Help crafters, X-ray Golf, Sierra,
33 knots.
Runway when able.
24 knots. 20 knots. 21 knots. 21 knots. 20 knots. 21 knots. 18 knots. 17 knots. 16 knots. 15 knots. 13 knots.
Help crafters, X-ray Golf, Sierra turn, next taxiway.
Eleven knots. 13 knots. 15 knots. 16 knots. 18 knots. 19 knots. 20 knots. 20 knots. 20 knots.
Help crafters, 18 knots. X-ray Golf, Sierra, exit runway when able.
17 knots. 14 knots. 13 knots. 11 knots. 13 knots.
And we still have not exited this runway. If us yard gives us any help,
X-ray Golf, Sierra turn, next taxiway.
Eat, at 9201 ST, ERC, Uber, runway, hold reduced speed to 15 knots and exit. Runway, Uber, ERC, 01 ST, at 9200 CH, eat, 2637, 2637.
No, it
Microsoft Flight Simulator
1.7.1.4.0. X-ray Golf, Sierra contact ground on 121.9. Going to 121.9, Cup Crafters, X-ray Golf, Sierra.
Come on, TFM.
Parking ground, com 1.
Philadelphia ground, Cup Crafters, Alpha, Sierra, X-ray Golf, Sierra, request taxi to parking. Cup Crafters, Alpha, Sierra, X-ray Golf, Sierra, taxi to general aviation parking using taxiway Yankee.
Parking ground, parking ground.
Taxiing to general aviation parking using taxiway Yankee, Cup Crafters, X-ray Golf, Sierra.
Why on earth did it put the parking brake on,
Cup
put
crafters,
throttle
X-ray
up?
Golf, Sierra, hold position, caution, other traffic. Hold position, Cup Crafters, X-ray Golf, Sierra.
Is it actually holding though? That's the.
Recognizing result 29.92 under 100 UMDIL 2637 GPS. Earth. Diesel E's airstrip 29.92. easily airstrip. 29.0/3. 0.34 nm. 4.62 nm. 4.0.34 nm. 4.9. X128. Min engine. Engine. Arden engine. RWY01. 536/4 RWY01. Microsoft Flight Simulator already in the content recognition result. Microsoft Flight Simulator already in the content recognition. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1 recognizing result. 2230. 100 DR 20 speed. 0.4.9. 4.0.34 nm.
Yeah, it's holding. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1. The numbers would have gone down.
Total fuel 138.0 pounds. Fuel flow pounds per hour. Engine 173. Recognizing result. 454.12. Fun. 26 DRX. 26.37. 121.22.30. 121.124.26 DRX. 0.34 and 4.62 nm. 0.34 nm. 4.62 nm. Easily airstrip. Section is over. To adjust camera settings. Access the camera. May be difficult. Looking over the panel. I'm taxiing this aircraft. Restrict the angle. 9.0/3. X128. Min engine. Engine. Arden engine. RWY0 536/49. RWY01. 500 RWY01. RW536/4 RWY19. 536/4 95 mm. RWY01. RW aircraft towards destination. RW bullet taxi aircraft towards destination. Taxi aircraft the chosen destination. Objectives. Objectives. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0.
Ground, Brickyard 4614 requesting the end of pushback.
Brickyard 4614 request to end pushback received. Philadelphia ground, Brickyard 4614 with Charlie ready to taxi IFR. Brickyard 4614 taxi to and hold short of runway 26 via taxiway Yankee cross runway 27 left uniform Sierra Sierra tree cross runway 9R left Mike Kilo tree Juliet Golf cross runway 17 Golf Alpha Alpha 2 Sierra 13 Alpha 1. Contact tower on 118.5 when ready. Short runway 26 using taxiway Yankee cross runway 27 left uniform Sierra Sierra tree cross runway 9R left Mike Kilo tree Juliet Golf cross runway 17 Golf Alpha Alpha 2 Sierra 13 Alpha 1 Brickyard 4614. 559er requesting pushback. Blitzstreak 559er pushback request accepted.
Wow, after, oh my goodness.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.1.4.0.
In this freaking video. I'm gonna freaking do that. And we're going to use FS Tramp.
Falcon Flight Monitor 01 column 2, FS Tramp row 1 column, custom flight.tf, Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.1.4.0. Microsoft Flight Simulator, custom flight.tl, FS Tramp, caps lock off, custom flight.tl, FS left click.
We're
RWY, remaining, 1/2. Top 1/2, top 1/2. Screen review, 1RWY, find, plan tools, find. N14. Object review, N14, screen review, RWY 01. Caps lock on defeat. N14, 1/2. Flight plan cruising altitude slash speed object. Unknown. Remaining, flight plan cruising altitude, RWY, find. Caps lock off, click. Remaining, 1/2. Flight plan cruising altitude slash speed object. Object review, flight screen review, 1/2 remaining, RW find, plan tools. Unknown cursor. Remaining, 1/2. Flight plan cruising altitude slash speed object, RW find, plan tools. Caps lock object review, plan. RWY 01, normal cursor. Left click. Bottom, RWY 01.
559er, hold position, caution, other traffic.
Blue Streak, oh wow.
Remaining, 1/2. Flight plan cruising altitude slash speed object.
Well, object nav is not playing ball with
no
me
penis,
today.
No screen review, 1/2 remain, RWY, find. RWY, find. Plan tools, find. Plan to custom flight.tl, FS ramp. Plan tools, caps lock off, unknown cursor. Left click, flight plan cruising altitude slash speed object. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1, talking flight monitor, row 1, column 3, talking flight monitor, primary tabs.
That's because of
Microsoft Flight Simulator,
which is
FS ramp, row 1, column 2, normal cursor. Custom flight.tl, FS ramp, remaining, 1/2. Flight plan cruising altitude slash, RWY, find. Plan tools. Caps lock on. Object review, blank. Custom flight.tl, FS ramp.
See if,
Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Put the AI back on if it would just zoom taxi. Nope, it just,
Recognizing result 29.1NS.TZL airstrip, S4 bullet N2637, X100-538-0.34 and bullet taxi aircraft towards destination. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Fortunately, there's nothing in this sim where you can just, like, go to the, airport dialog and just choose a gate or a parking area. So, gonna go ahead and
Philadelphia ground, Frontier Flight 2338 heavy taxi to the gate. Frontier Flight 2338 heavy taxi to gate 75 via taxiway Lima Kilo Kilo 3 Juliet.
Turn the battery off. And pretty much it, and I see that there's a plane in front of us, but I'm going to exit this and I will end this video here. So, as it loads, I will bid you all farewell, and I'll see you in the next video, I will, demonstrate the interface next, perhaps. It is a bit temperamental, so, you know. With NVIDIA OCR, that is. So it perhaps I'm gonna be able to that's how you know right there you're in the main menu. And got, you know, world map and all that stuff. Actually, I'll show it here real quick.
Shadow row 1, column 2. Shadow, unknown cursor. FS Grant, Microsoft. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0.
I'm gonna go ahead and
recognizing
go to
results. World map. Marketplace. World
map.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Recognizing cursor. World map. Marketplace.
Every time I go switch from my shadow to, click
Microsoft
map.
Flight Simulator recognizing result up 546/4095 MSX 120.
We got our
11:46 PM. 11:46 PM. 11:546/4095. Microsoft Flight Simulator recognizing result up 538/4095 MSX 128. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7. FS Grant row 1 column 2.
Kill
FS Grant. Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. Microsoft Flight FS Grant. FS Grant. Remaining. Flight plan cruising altitude slash speed not checked. FS Grant.
Yep, and the flight plan was automatically unloaded.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Kill Tramp.
Recognizing result. Cup Crafter search. 11:46 PM.
We killed Tramp, so.
Search. 11:46 PM. 11:46 PM UTC. Live 8.
As we see, it says 11:46 UTC, because, well, it is.
Select departure airport.
I can click select departure airport. I'm going to.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0. From. Select departure airport. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I'm going to
recognize
my mouse
search. 11:47. From. Select departure airport.
Departure airport. And you. Every time you move your mouse to icons in the sim, you hear that sound. So if you route the mouse with the virtual mouse and it doesn't make that sound, the mouse didn't move to that. And I'm gonna go with my hit left mouse click on it with a physical mouse.
Microsoft Flight.
Type in, say, Seattle, K-S-E-A. And then there will be a search results that
recognizing
pop
results.
Up.
World map, B-craft search, 11:40, go back, 0-2-0, orange, from, select departure, KSEI, B-search results, 1, OKSEA, Seattle, Tacoma, and Seattle. Microsoft Flight
Tacoma International. Now I can use my scroll wheel with my physical mouse to scroll,
recognizing
see if there's any more results, and sometimes the OCR will not, sometimes the OCR will not click, you know, so you have to scroll to actually make OCR
world map,
see it.
Search, 11, 8, 0, 2, 0, orange, from, select departure, OS3, 3, ON14, fly W, OK, Miami, and Miami, ON4, OS3, 3, select departure, airport, from.
And my results just
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.
Got lost, so I'm going to put KSEA.
Recognizing results, world map, B-craft search, 11, 8, 0, 2, 0, orange, from, select the seal, B-search results, 1, OKSEA, Seattle, Tacoma, and Seattle.
And I'm going to, hopefully, about my mouse, left click physically.
Microsoft Flight Simulator, recognizing result.
And hopefully,
world map, Crafter X Cup, search. 4:49 PM, 11:49 PM UTC, live.
Since the time just changed to Pacific time,
search 4:49 PM,
11:49 PM Pacific.
7:49 PM. Search 4:49 PM, 11:49 PM UTC, live.
11:49 UPC, UTC, so.
Search 4:49 PM,
11:49.
Call 4.
That has changed successfully. Let's see which runway it chose.
From 0 to Seattle. Runway 16L.
16 left.
The open filter, select arrival airport runway. Select arrival airport.
Select arrival airport, we do the same thing. We left mouse click. And.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.7.14.0.
KLAS.
Recognizing result. World map, Crafter search, 4.0 back, from, OKSEA, Seattle, runway, 1, select arrival airport, B-search results, 3, O'Clock McCarran in Las Vegas, OL3 Delay, Classic Liberty, 3AK2 Nicholson, Lake Estates, Armor, OL3 Delay, O'Clock McCarran in Las Vegas.
So we got 3 results here, now, let's see if I can click on Las Vegas without scrolling, and see
Microsoft
if it actually chose the correct
recognizing
one.
Result. Crafter XBFR 4:50 PM, from, OKSEA, runway, 160, OKSEA, 16:21:26 CNN, OKPHL, runway, 20KPHL, Philadelphia, 2700, 2KT, arrival, orange, light condition.
No, it didn't. It chose Philadelphia. because that's just what happens when you don't scroll. It chooses, like, it, I have a history, you know, it says, you know, history. So I have a number of airports that I've landed at that it chose Philadelphia.
Orange. Arrival, 2700, 2KPHL, runway, 27L, OKPHL, Philadelphia, in Philadelphia. 2060NM, 16:21:0KSEA, runway, 16OKSEA, Seattle, to confirm. 4:50 PM, 11:50 PM UTC, live.
So, I'll show you how to choose an aircraft.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
So, you can actually, sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on, you know, I guess the keyboard, like whether the sim is getting keyboard commands. The world map, well, pretty much everything in this sim is like a video game menu. There's different sounds. This sound right here. There's different sounds. There's that sound. That sound. The first. I'm gonna call this click first click. So the first click is stuff like departure airport, arrival airport. I'm not sure what that third option is. Flight conditions, and show the third option. I'm not sure what it is, and then the fourth option. I'm doing this horizontal menu right here, and so if I go all the way to the left, which is four options here, in a I guess it's a. It's a menu that's in a grid. I can press enter on this first option right here in this this first, you know, that wraps, and I'm going to press enter and should go to aircraft selection. And
aircraft selection.
We have aircraft selection. So since we have an Airbus. Or, you know, since we have Seattle to Philadelphia selected, that's kind of, you know, suitable for an Airbus, don't you think? So.
Liveries, wind balance, failures, ATC outposts, points, light condition, from 0 KSEA runway, 16 search, all 20 Seattle, turboprops, 126,600 OKPH runway, 2020 RZA, OFTA, 5HRA, NMA, Omelt, airliners, 2 star, TPM 9-cruise, max altitude, endurance, range, endurance, max altitude, TPM 930.
Actually, you know what, let's just try this, TBM. I never flew that before. Let's try that out and check
Microsoft
to see if it's selected, because I've been having a real pain with this
recognition result.
With this
world map. Star TBM 930.
TBM 930. All right, so that did select it.
Aircraft selection closed.
And if I click close, go back to our map.
Microsoft Flight Simulator recognizing result. Air TBM VFR direct deep search. VFR direct GPS.
No, the VFR direct GPS, that's what it's currently on right now. I could leave it like that. Which, you know, I guess maybe I will. I'm gonna try and leave it like that. And what we're gonna do is I'm gonna stop this video here. Load up everything and see what happened. I load up TFM at least, and we're gonna see, you know, what happens. I know on the runway, it's going to just automatically, it's gonna be at, ready for takeoff, so, that's just the differences here. So I'm going to stop this video. And I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'm going to start this next one, and I'll upload them both momentarily.
Already in the content recognition result, Microsoft Flight Simulator.
So.
Normal, Spots, Game Bar,
Two.
Ops 25.0, Ops Neo Mode, Stop Recording Checked.